Good morning. Coming up on 1010 here on the Mighty 690, and it's time for our chat with Becky Barnhart of Coffeyville Friends of Animals. Good morning, Becky. How are you doing?
Doing just fine. Good morning to you. It is beautiful outside. My goodness, get out and walk your dogs or walk yourself. It's just gorgeous outside this morning.
74 degrees. Can't complain about that. And going to be a nice day today.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will. Might be a good day to come out and visit the shelter. That might be something that you could put on your list. I know this is a holiday weekend coming up, and people are going to be out doing things, but the shelter is going. It's up and going. So if you decide you want to come out and look at what we have available, we will be there. So we're there 7 days a week, and the hours, I might as well just go ahead with the hours. The hours on the weekends, Saturday and Sunday, are from 1 to 4 in the afternoon, and then during the week, they're there from 1 to 3, Monday through Friday. So, anyway, I'll mention that again later. But we've had some wonderful adoptions this last week. It has been a great week full of so many wonderful adoptions. Some of our long-term residents, cats and dogs, were adopted. And as I told you before, that makes us really extremely happy to see these lovely animals find their forever home. Some of the names might sound kind of familiar to people. We have Charlie and Quesadilla, Taco, Snow White, Mocha, and Che. And they all found just wonderful. Go to Facebook page. You can see the picture of the animals with their new owners, and everybody's smiling. Even the dog or the cat seems to be very happy with their new situation. So great news on the adoptions. I do still have some animals to talk about that's been with us for a while. They're great dogs, great cats, and some kittens. We've got some kittens available now. So I'll go ahead and start with the dogs. We have Snoop. He is a 2-year-old male pit bull. He is a regular goofball. He looks real tough when you look at him, but he is nothing but just a big marshmallow sweetheart. He loves to get along with the other animals at the shelter. He gets along well with other dogs. He'd just be a wonderful addition to your family if you already have pets. He is black and white in color. He has a muscular build. He loves to play, and he's just ready to spend this rest of the day enjoying life. So check out Snoop. We also have Champ. Champ is 2 years old. He's also a male pit bull. He's smaller than Snoop, but he's got this beautiful brindle markings all down his body. He's very playful. And he needs a little bit of guidance. He gets a little over-exuberant in his play, so he would need someone to teach him the basic commands, and which is easy to do. They're very intelligent dogs. It's easy to train them. And he loves to play tug-of-war, so that's his little thing that he likes. We also have two of our puppies still available, Hansel and Gretel, and I have spoken about them before. They are siblings. They're probably about 4 months old now. They are short hair in red in color. Medium size when fully grown. They're very playful, as puppies at that age are. So it would be great if they had a young person, a young kiddo, or maybe even other dogs to play with and get some of that energy taken care of. And they do get along well with other cats and dogs. And the last dog I'm going to speak about today is Daisy. Daisy's a doll. Daisy is just, she's got this underbite that just makes her so endearing. And she's black and white in color. She's probably about 3 years old. She's already spayed. So if you come out and decide Daisy's your girl, she can go home with you the day that you select her. She's about 30 pounds when she's, and she is fully grown, sorry. She is 30 pounds. She's, as I said, got the cutest little underbite. She gets along with other dogs, but her thing is she's a fence climber. So she would need someone to monitor her when they go outside, or at least have a very tall fence to keep her in her yard. Or, again, just good training. Just train her that she needs to stay home. But she is adorable, and you can see her picture on Facebook. And then the cats that we have available is Gina. She's a year-old domestic short-haired tabby. She's petite in size and small. She's going to be a small cat. She's gray in color, and she has those typical tabby stripes all over her body. She's pretty shy right now at the shelter because it's new to her. She's not sure why she's there. So she would need to go to a home that's going to be very patient with her and give her a chance to, you know, get used to her new surroundings. But she's very sweet. And then the kittens that I was going to talk about. We have got a large variety of 4 to 6 week old kittens. And we're going to start a wait list on them because they're not available for adoption yet. They will be at 8 weeks. So some of them, some of the descriptions would be a long-haired Siamese. We also have some black and white long-haired and then short-haired tabbies. Come out to the shelter and pick them out. We'll put you on a waiting list, and when they're available for adoption, they'd be all yours. And we are running a special the rest of the month, $25 off on adoption fees. So we're kind of full right now. We're wanting to get some of these animals placed in their homes, so we've reduced the adoption fee. That's always a good thing. Donations. We would like some dry dog food, dry cat food. We've got some little kittens that were tried to wean, so some wet kitten food would be very nice. And again, the large dog toys that I've always talked about. And our walk-a-thon is coming up on us, and I think we've talked about this before. Am I right?
Yes, we have, but it's still continuing, yeah. Right?
It's yes. In fact, it's this Sunday. it's on us. And the way it works is this. If you've been out the whole month of May, it's been going, and they've been handing out raffle tickets. And the way you collect raffle tickets is, and the raffle ticket is for a drawing, and one of our little local businesses called Secondhand Sorrel Leather Company has donated a custom leather dog leash. So that's what the raffle ticket is for. And anyway, there's many ways to get your tickets. You can come out and do a physical donation, just come out there and spend some time with us, monetary donation. Adopting or sponsoring a pet would also give you a ticket, or just even participating in the fun run and fun run walk that is going to be held this Sunday, and it will be at 2:00 at LaCorda Park. So something to do this weekend if you're staying in town, and it's going to be gorgeous weather. Come out and do the fun run and help support the animal shelter. So that's the animals that I'm featuring today, but by no means is that the whole list. Got a Facebook page. If you look at CFA, you'll see our Facebook page. The girls have got two really cute dogs that they decorated for like the 4th of July. They're very adorable, and they are available for adoption. And then we always, on Fridays, try to update our list and kind of give you a new picture of all the animals that are available. I always say, come out to the shelter, look them up, eyeball to eyeball, and see what your heart tells you. And if your heart says this is the dog for me or the cat for me, then there we go. And as I said earlier, our hours the weekend are 1 to 4 in the afternoon. Monday through Friday, it's 1 to 3. And our telephone number, 620-252-6060. We're located across the street from the Water Waste Treatment Plant. That's County Road 1400 on the way to South Cockville. Come out and see us and spend some time with us. And make yourself. I heard your conversation earlier about how getting involved in different organizations makes you feel good and volunteering time, and it does. So come out and spend some time at the shelter, and it will really make you feel good.
Well, and Becky, I do appreciate you saying that. And, you know, that's one of those things is that, you know, we've all got to find our little place to be involved because, mm-hmm. you know, we need everyone to get involved and be able to do something to help out the community. So I encourage, you know, if you like animals, I know that you're always looking for some help and that sort of thing at the animal shelter. And that's really great because, you know, some folks, maybe they live, I don't know, an apartment that doesn't allow pets mm-hmm. or that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So we have college students throughout the school year is another yeah. great one. So that's just another yeah. way that you can get involved and do something that you enjoy.
Right. Because, you know, I heard her talk about gardening and, you know, most everyone has an interest in something, and it's usually that whatever it is needs a volunteer attached to it. So it's easy to get involved, and it is very good mentally for you to do that. And we do appreciate people coming out. And just, you know, a lot of times people just come out and say, can we just walk through? Absolutely. Walk
yeah.
through. Enjoy your time. Yes. And we've got that new area where we're calling it meet and greet. You can take a dog and go out there and kind of spend some time with it, interact with it, socialize with it, play with it, and get them out of their kennel and just let them have that interaction with human beings. And it's so good for them. So we have people sometimes that just want to do that. We've had, in the past, we've even had people come out, and maybe they're not physically able to walk the dog, so they'll sit in the lobby and they'll hold a cat, you know, a kitten, and they socialize them. That's very important also. So there's always something to do at the shelter. If you want to be around animals, we can always find something for you to do and make you feel good and help us out. So come see us. It's a nice group of people out there, and has to be if you like animals, right?
Sure. And Becky, do you mind just one more time, since I know we have the dog walkathon coming up, can you go over the dates real quick for that and times and everything, just for the listeners who just joined us?
Sure. It will be held this Sunday at 2 p.m. at LeClaire Park, and it is a fun run and walk. And Oksana will have more information for you. If it's something you want to get involved in, call the shelter and talk to one of the girls, and they'll give you more details. The raffle was just a way to kind of encourage people to come out and get involved with the shelter. But in the same token, if your ticket is drawn, then you will receive a custom leather dog leash that's been made by a local business here. And the ways to earn tickets are very easy. You just come out. Maybe you want to spend some time out there at the shelter. Maybe you want to leave us a donation, whether it be newspapers or old blankets or towels or a monetary donation. Or if you've adopted or sponsored a pet, again, that will get you a raffle ticket. Sponsoring a pet, what that is you can either pay for an adoption for a pet, just like you were saying earlier. Maybe you're not allowed to have a pet wherever you live, but you want to help find that animal a home. Well, sometimes if that adoption fee has been cut because it's partly sponsored or sponsored, it allows maybe some people to come out and go ahead and adopt. Not that that's the end of the expense, because we all know it's expensive to have pets, but it certainly might help get that pet into a home, and then they can take over the expenses for the food and the care, you know, as you go along. So that's what sponsoring a pet is all about, and it's nice. Again, it makes you feel good because you've done something, you paid forward, so it's a good deal.
All right. Well, Becky, we do appreciate you coming on, as always, to let us know about the goings-on of the shelter. Enjoy your little time off and away, and we look forward to chatting with Oksana here this next week.
Okay. Well, she'll be on, and I promise I won't, but, you know, you never know what a week leaves will bring. I'm serious. No, I will be gone, but you guys carry on, and let's have some great adoptions while I'm gone.
Okay, we'll plan on it. All right, okay. Becky Barnhart, thanks so much for coming by.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so that is Becky Barnhart, Coffeeville Friends of Animals. We do appreciate her calling in, and we'll return to Open Line here in just a couple of moments.